You have your Bible this morning, turn to the 128th Psalm. The 128th Psalm, we do appreciate the Lord. The Bible says, "Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord and walketh in His ways. For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house. Thy children like olive plants round about thy table. Behold, that thus shall the man be blessed that feareth the Lord. The Lord shall bless thee out of Zion, and thou shalt see the good of Jerusalem all the days of thy life. Yea, thou shalt see thy children's children, and peace upon Israel." Amen. I want to preach this morning for a little while, if God will be my help, on receiving God's blessing. Receiving God's blessing. Now, if you know anything about the Psalms, the Word of God, this is a psalm of ascent. This is a psalm that they would sing as they went up to the temple, went up to the place of worship, and they would sing it to each other as they went up. One person would sing a little part of it, and somebody else would sing another part, and they would sing this and rehearse this as they went up. It was a reminder is what it was, of what it was and what it was and what God had done in their life. And it's talking about the blessings of God. You want to know this morning, well, you say, well, preacher, who receives those blessings? The Bible says those that receive the blessings is those that fear the Lord. Amen. The Lord, I want to say today in the world that we live in, there's no reverent fear of God no more. We've come to a place and time that people don't reverence God like they used to. There used to be a time when an old sinner would be walking by the church and maybe lost and undone without God, just as sinful as could be, just like we were when we were lost before God saved us by His marvelous grace. We were just sinners exceeding. We've all sinned to come short. The Bible says of the glory of God, and we've ever one been there. I'm glad God comes along and He saves you out of that. Amen. He brings you up so He can bring you out. I'm glad God don't leave me hanging over my sin. Boy, He brings me up out of it. He brings me up and He takes me out and He puts me on a different foundation. It's a different foundation. It's a foundation away from the sin and temptations of the world. And you know what? Only thing I've got to do is just trust in Him and stay with His help, stay away from the temptations. Praise God. He said that with it He'd make a way of escape. And I'm glad today that that way of escape is none other than Jesus Christ Himself through the Holy Ghost of God. I'm glad it speaks to my heart. I'm glad I can't do the things, Brother Bud, I used to do. Amen. There's a lot of things I used to. I thought it was all right. God saved me. Holy Ghost God moved into me. Amen. Now he won't let me do those things because He said that's not pleasing to God. So He turned me around, praise God, changed my ways. And He began to show me. What is that? You say, well, that's a fear. I used to, as an old sinner, I was going to say, walk by church, an old lost sinner, amen, as he passed the church, he'd take his hat off out of respect. Amen. A lot of times they'd be so afraid, fearful of the living God, that they'd go plumb on the other side of the road so they wouldn't be too close to the church house. Amen. Sometimes there used to be a time when you could get old sinners to come church house and they'd sit in the back row. But the Holy Ghost of God got to stirring. They'd get to wiggling and a squirming in their seat. And when they give the altar call, suddenly they'd hit the back door wide open. You saw what it was? It was a fear of God, amen. It was the Holy Ghost of God was a moving on the scene. Praise God, and the reverence of God, amen. They realized that something was going on down in their hearts. Amen. God, would we have a good Holy Ghost revival again? A reverent fear of God. He said, are those that receive the blessings is those that fear God. You want to be blessed by God, just fear Him. You want the things of God, just fear God. Amen. He said, Pastor, what is the fear of God? It's a reverent respect for God. Amen. Realizing that He is and we ain't. Right. Amen. He is and we ain't. He's beyond finding out. We don't understand all we know about. Hey, I don't understand most of this book. I don't understand. I'll just be honest. There's a lot of it in here that I don't understand. But praise God, from the front to the back, praise God, I believe it with all my heart. It's the Word of God. It's His design. It's His help and His focus. And He said, if you'll just believe on me, I'll get you to the house one day. Amen. Amen. Praise God, one day in a little while, we're going to climb on out of here. Amen. Rising, going up, praise God. A person that fears the Lord. He said, those are the ones that receive the blessings from God. You say, well, preacher, I'm pretty blessed. Amen. I pray everybody in America's blessed. We're the blessed nation in this country, praise God, because we're based and founded upon the Word of God, as long as we stay with it. But you know what's happening? There's a lot of people that's turning their back on God. We're losing the fear of God, and the blessings are going away. Yeah. We're living, David, and our people want everything for free. I want to say, young, there's nothing free in this world. Amen? It costs somebody. If you get anything in this world, it costs somebody. Amen. Somebody has to pay for it. Amen. You say, how do you know that? Because, praise God, I wanted to be saved. I wanted to be right with God. Amen. And it cost Jesus the blood of Calvary. Amen. To be shed for me. Yeah. Amen. Amen. My salvation wasn't free. My salvation cost heaven its best. When God Almighty sent His only begotten Son to die on the cross of Calvary for your sin and my sin. Amen. It was a price that was paid. See, the person that that wants the blessed God feareth the Lord and walketh in His ways. You know what that means? That means the person who wants the blessed God has got to walk in obedience. Amen? We've got to be obedient to God. Amen? When He says don't. Amen? And when He says do. Now, a lot of times we'll say, well, preacher, I didn't do this and I didn't do that. Well, what about the time when God spoke to your heart and said, hey, listen, how about going over across the street and doing this or that or saying this or that? I mean, I'm talking about obedience, whether you're doing right or you're doing wrong, praise God. He said, hey, we've got to be obedient to the Lord. Amen. Amen. That comes with that reverence, that respect that we have for Him, a mindfulness. If you have a mindfulness, the Holy Spirit will speak to your heart. Yeah. Amen? We're living in a day and we've got an intellectual relationship with God. Amen? Do you know what I'm talking about? We've got an intellectual. Amen? We know what the Bible said. We know what the preacher says. Amen? We know what the singers sing about. We've got all that in our head, but there's a whole lot of folks today just don't have it in their hearts. Amen. We need to have a heart relationship with the Lord. When the heart relationship comes in, praise God, we begin to see the blessings because the blesser shows up. The blesser pulls up, praise God, and He begins to help us, amen, from the inside out. Amen. I'd whole lot rather have help from the inside than from the outside. Amen. You say, well, preacher, what's the difference? Because, praise God, on the inside's where I live. Amen. And I need help on the inside that'll take care of the outside. Amen. Amen. I learned that a long time ago. Praise God. If I let God take care of cleaning up the inside, amen, the outside will start looking different. Amen. Praise God. It'll all begin to come into place. Now I'm talking about the blessings, receiving God's blessings, what God wants to give us today if we'll just receive it. Amen. It's just like going down there and somebody wins the lottery. And you go down, if you don't go down there and pick up your check, you'll never have it. But God said, He said, listen, I've got blessings to bestow upon you. I've got my love to show you. He said, if you'll just let me. Amen. And I'll give you the blessings of God. He said, if you'll just receive them. So that person that's obedient, amen, and praise God, if He calls you to the place to get it, amen, if you go down there, you'll receive it. Because God's already made a promise. And God don't break His promises. Amen. Amen. He's a promise keeper. He'll help us if we'll let Him. Amen. So the person that walks in obedience is the one. He's walking into what? We walk in obedience to the Word of God. What God says to us. Amen. The way that God wants to help you and wants to help me. I want to say He loves us today. He wants to help us. He wants to encourage us. He wants to bring us to a place of blessing. Amen. He goes down through here and tells us the kind of blessings that we have. Now just watch this. He says, for thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Amen. So He says what? The blessings you have. He said enjoyment in the employment. Amen. Boy, I got some scowls in. Enjoyment in the employment. Amen. Praise God that you can. Ain't it a blessing just to be able to get up and go to work? Amen. Get up and go out there. Praise God. Do what God's got for you to do that day. Amen. But he said, glory to God. He said, when you trust the Lord, when you got a fear in him, you're obedient to him, you can go out there with joy in your heart. Praise God. You know what happens when you do that? I told him Wednesday night, you kind of spread it around. Amen. You become a soul winner. You become a witness to a lost and dying world. Praise God. You take a smile out into the darkness. Praise God. That other folks can see something down in you. Praise God. That's worth hanging on to.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. It blesses my heart. Sometimes I need a blessing. Amen. Sometimes I need a blesser. Amen. Sometimes you ain't around. Sometimes my wife ain't around. Sometimes, I'll just be honest, sometimes there's nobody around. Amen. It's just me. Amen. Sometimes I get to wondering, boy, I just don't know. And you know, it's at those times, praise God, when I got my faith, my trust, my Lord, amen, just at those times he comes down and said, you know what, no matter what it is, he said, son, I love you. I love you. I care for you, praise God. Me and you are going to march on together for the glory of God.
Amen.
Amen. Why? Because I don't forget to remember him. Amen. I stir up renewing of my mind in Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. The enjoyment and employment. Praise God. A working, work, hey listen, a working for the Lord ought to be a blessing, not a curse. Amen. Now I know a lot of times say, preacher, all the time we've been talking, the Lord's been laying on our heart to preach and talk a little bit about soul winning. Amen.
Yeah.
Going out in the world, praise God, compelling them to come in. Showing them there's a God of heaven that loves them. He's real. Amen. You say, how do you know that, preacher? Because he lives in my heart, in my soul, in my heart. I can't get away from him. Everywhere that I go, there he is. And I want to go out and even old sinners, I want to tell them that I love them. I want to show them the love of God. I want to see them saved, praise God, by his marvelous grace. I want everybody to be in heaven with me. I'm going to a wonderful place prepared by a marvelous Savior. And I want everyone to be there with me.
Amen.
I want to see them all there. Praise God. So he said that employment, that the desire that we have should be a blessing. Shouldn't there be a curse? Amen. Your job shouldn't be a curse. A job is something God gives you. You say, well, preacher, I don't like it. We'll get you another one. Amen. Amen. Hey, listen, they don't have you chained up somewhere. Amen. Glory be to God. If you don't like it, get to praying, asking God to show you a different place. Amen. Hey, the economy's wide open. People begging for workers. Somebody probably needs you. Amen. Praise the Lord. If I wasn't happy, I'd knock on the door. I'd go somewhere, praise God. I'd put in an application. Amen. Praise God. I'd get to a place where I could be happy, have joy in my heart, praise God, serving my Lord where I am.
Amen.
Amen. See what God had for me. Praise God. That work should be a ministry for God. What we do for the Lord. Amen. Everywhere we go, we ought to be a ministry for it. Should be. You know what I said? Should be a ministry for the Lord. Everywhere we go, even if it's a workplace, we ought to be a ministering for God. Amen. Everything that we do and say, we ought to get up every morning. Remember, we made a vow a long time ago back on a Wednesday night that would, Lord, help us every morning to be a stepping stone and never a stumbling block. Amen. And if we start out every day, said, Lord, help me to be a stepping stone for your glory. Lifting up the name of Jesus, praise God. Thanking you for your blessings and your help and the hope that we have of an eternal future. Praise God. That's brighter than anything that we have in this world. We can come together and rejoice in it. Amen. You know, a preacher, where does that all start? The blessings all start. The Bible says it all starts and can be conceived in the home. Amen. It starts out with the ones that's closest to us. The Bible says, thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house. Amen. And thy children like olive plants round about thy table. He said, what happens is we begin to see the blessings of God. And it starts down at our house. It starts at my house and your house. As we gather together, amen. It begins with that spouse you have. Amen. You ought to just look over at your wife and say, you're a blessing. Amen. Honey, you're a blessing. Amen. Go look over at your husband and say, honey, you're a blessing. Amen. And mean it. I didn't say it mean. I said it mean it. He said it starts at the house, praise God. He said when you gather around a table and you ask the blessing and you thank the good Lord for his touch upon your life and the help and the hope that you have, for the love that he's allowed you to share with one another.
Amen.
Amen. Listen, we better be careful with that because we don't know. Life is so fleeting. It's just the Bible says it's just a moment and it's gone. We need to take the time to count our blessings, to say, oh God, thank you for the opportunity we have to sit down at the table, to talk to each other, to thank you, to bless you for the goodness that you showed us. Every day is a blessing from the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
We don't know about tomorrow. There's not a one of us that's sitting here today will know that we'll have tomorrow. But boy, the blessing that God has given us that we've been able to participate in up to now, praise God. We ought to shout and praise God for it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We take it for granted. A lot of folks look around and those moments is past. And they say, oh, if we could only do it over. Amen. Glory to God. We ought to take full advantage of it now, praise God. He said, starts with your wife. He said, it'll be fruitful, glory to God. He said, there'll be something there that'll be, it'll be worthwhile. I hold it on. He said, it'll be memories made. And glory be to God. Nobody can take those away.
Amen.
Amen. He said, it's what God gives us in his abundance. It's God gives us in blessing. Praise God. And it touches everybody. Amen. He says it not just touch you. He said he'll touch everybody else around that table. Amen. When God begins to bless. I got to think about this over in Ephesians chapter number 5. Ephesians chapter number 5. The Bible says this in verse 21. The Bible says, submit yourselves one to another in the fear of God. There's that fear again. Amen. You know what's wrong with us? You know the problem we have? We don't have a fear of God, a reverence for God like we used to have. Amen. We ought to have that reverence for God. He said, submit yourselves one to another in the fear of God. He said, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. And he is the Savior of the body. Amen. You know what that means? That wife submits herself to her husband, praise God, and he's there for her through thick and thin. It don't matter what comes along. Praise God, he's going to be there just like Jesus Christ promised to never leave us nor forsake us, but he's going to be there for you. Ladies, you ought to take full advantage of that, praise God. Realize that some, well, I tell you, these women livers have got it upside down and backwards. They want to go out and be their own person. Amen. Hey, you can be your own person, praise God, but if you'll respect your husband and love your God, amen, God will protect you. He'll help you. He'll give you that, praise God, strength that you need when you need strengthening. Amen. Glory be to God, it'll work. Be Savior to the body. He said, therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. He said, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Let me say this this morning, fellas. If you ain't willing to lay down your life for your husband, they ain't nothing to you. Amen? You say, preacher, I wouldn't say it. I'll say it again. If you ain't willing to lay down your life for your wife, praise God, your spouse ain't nothing to you. Amen. Now, I don't mean if she pushes you out in front of a bus. Amen. I'm talking about you ought to love her and respect her, praise God, like God did the church. He gave himself for it. He said, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved church and gave himself for it. Amen. Praise God. Because he said, while you're sitting around the table, blessing, the blessings God's has poured out, and it makes a difference. Praise God. It binds things together forever. Bible says in chapter 6, Ephesians 6, verse 1, he said, children, obey your parents and Lord, for this is right. Amen? Do you hear me, youngins, you young people? Obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise. He said, what's the promise? He said, that it may be well with thee and thou mayest live long on the earth. He said, you want to live a good long life, praise God, honor your mother and your father, your mama and your daddy. Amen. You honor your mother and your father, praise God. God will take care of you. Amen. Praise God. He said, you fathers, provoke not your children unto wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Praise God. He said, that love of God, he said, when you're sitting around the table, when things is going, amen, praise God, just sit down and just praise God for what's taking place in your life. Bible told the Lord told the Jews in Deuteronomy chapter 6, he says this in verse 4, he said, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. He didn't say be in your head. Amen. Most of us are scatterbrained. If it's in our head, we wouldn't keep them long. Amen. But he said they need to be in our hearts. He said, thou shalt teach them. Thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in the house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. Thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them up upon the post of thy house and on thy gates. Amen. What he said, bless the Lord, Lord your God. And always, he said, when you're sitting around the table, when you're getting ready for bed, when you're rising up in the morning, he said, just lift up the name of Jesus. You say, well, preacher, you know, we don't really do that. That's embarrassing to do that in front of my wife and my kids and my family. It's embarrassing to do that when you're out at a restaurant. I want to say, praise God, just do it. Amen. Hey, he said, if you're ashamed of him, he'd be ashamed of you before the Father. What you do, just put that behind you and say, I'm not doing it for me, I'm not doing it for him, but I'm doing it for the glory of my Lord Jesus Christ. I'm just going to lift him up. I'm going to pray out loud. I'm going to magnify the God of heaven. And you just do that. Just go ahead and do it. You say, well, it don't feel right. Well, just keep a doing it, and the feeling will come. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I got to the point now, I think, when I'm out in a rest and I'm praying. Used to, I'd kind of pray real soft and hope they don't really hear me. Amen, because I didn't want to disturb nobody. But I realized, you know, that's what the devil wants. Amen. But the Bible says that we're supposed to be devil disturbers. Amen. Praise God, we ought to just bear down and just pray, praise God, and hope all those around you hear you so it might believe the gospel and be saved. Realize that there's some help out there, amen, the world don't have. They said, when we're sitting down, when we're lying, we're sitting around the table, when we're lying down, we're rising up. He said, praise God, the blessing is those that just lift up the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Having done all, just praise him. Amen. For his glory. Bless his holy name. He said, it's that place of blessing, that home of blessing. He said, not only that, he said, home becomes a fruitful place. Verse 4, he said, behold, thou shalt, that thus shalt the man be blessed that feareth the Lord. Amen. He said, that home will become a blessed place. He said, that home will become a fruitful place of the Lord. Amen. Where God will begin to move. Amen. The word to be fruitful. Praise God. We talked about that Wednesday night, about being soul winners and being fruitful for the Lord. Seeing souls saved, seeing folks get in and be born again, amen. Start serving the Lord and witnessing and telling people about a God of heaven who loves them. Amen. You say, how do you know that, preacher? Because in the volume of the book, it's written, the Lord Jesus Christ, he said he's the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen. Amen. He said, if we'd just trust him, he said he'd make us fruitful. Amen. Praise God. He'll make us into a fruitful garden. Amen. Planted for his glory. You say, well, preacher, I don't know about all that. It's a whole lot better than the contrary. If we're not a fruitful garden, he said, we're just an ugly desert. Amen. Deuteronomy chapter 31 says, or 32 says, it's a waste, barren wilderness where God brought us from. Anybody been there?
Amen.
Amen. Now, am I the only me and Brother Rex, the only one ever been there? Amen. Amen, I've been there. Praise God, a waste, barren wilderness. Amen, a place of desolation, a place of despair. But God says, hey, listen, I sent my only begotten Son to bring you out. He told Israel, said, I brought you out of that waste, barren wilderness, praise God. He said, I put you in a place, glory to God. Amen. Hey, what a message he is in Deuteronomy 32. He said, I'll bring you up on the wings of an eagle. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. So I'll bear you up unto myself, boy. Pray God. Where God can bring you up to if we'll let Him. Amen. We just got to let Him, praise God. That's where we were when God found us in a waste, barren wilderness, in a desolate place. Amen. Praise God, He brought us out of that. And now He gives us the blessings so that we can spread those blessings around. Amen. Look what He says in verse 5. He said, and the Lord shall bless thee out of Zion, and thou shalt see the good of Jerusalem all the days of thy life. Amen. He said, what he'll do? And he said, thou shalt see thy children's children and peace in upon Jerusalem, or Israel, Jerusalem. Praise God. He said, what he's going to do? God said, I'm going to bless you and I'm going to spread those blessings around. I'm going to pour the blessings out. Amen. Everywhere you go, you say, preacher, Lord ain't never done nothing for me. You better wake up. Praise God. You are breathing air, ain't you? Amen. Old fella told me, I told you, a fella told me a while back, he said, I wish God just leave me alone. I said, fella, if God leaves you alone, you're out of here. Amen. He gives you a breath. You don't even have enough sense to breathe by yourself. Amen. If it wasn't for God saying, breathe in, breathe in. See, I've got it backwards already. Breathe in, breathe out. See, ain't you glad I ain't a breathing for you? Amen. You'd be laying there gasping for something. Amen. But God says, amen, praise God, in the innermost part of our being where He lives. He said, hey, breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. He said, heartbeat, a heart pump, heartbeat, heart. I didn't think about that the other day. The Bible said the life of the flesh is in the blood. And I didn't think about how the heart worked, Brother Gary, until the other day. And I was thinking about that. I was thinking that your blood was in your body and it's constantly just flowing like a water spigot, but it ain't so. Did you ever think about it? Your heart pumps your blood. Amen. Every time it's like an old diaphragm pump. Everybody ever seen old diaphragm pumps? Got a diaphragm in it. And that, it's not one of them whirly bird things. It just pumps it continually. Amen. Your hump. Your heart is like a diaphragm pump. Amen. We'll get it right here in a minute. And what it does, it takes your blood. And every time God says pump hard, that pump takes that diaphragm, opens up, pushes the blood through the air, praise God, and goes back home. And God says pump again. I praise God, that diaphragm opens up, takes that blood, and pushes it again. And your blood's going boom, a boom, a poom, going through your body. That's why you've got a pulse. Amen. Well, preacher, that just happened. You're crippled too high for crutches. Amen? That happens because God Almighty is control. He designed and built us that way, Brother Bill. He designed us. You say, well, preacher, he didn't really do it. We all evolved from something. Let me tell you something. You may evolve from monkeys, but I didn't. Amen? God created me in the likeness of His image. Amen? Praise the Lord. Maybe not. You say, well, preacher, you don't think we evolved? Well, if we did, why did we quit? Amen? For millions and millions of years, man evolved. Started out as a little old amoeba in a pond somewhere long, long ago. One day got a little old tail, swum up to the bank. A little while later, crawled out on the bank, flopped out on the bank. Realized he couldn't make it on the bank without some sort of assistant, so he started sprouting legs. You believe that mess? You got more faith than I got. Amen. You say, well, what do you believe? I said, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and He put me and you here, praise God.
Amen.
Created man in the likeness of His image, glory to God. Body, soul, and spirit. Amen. You know, the animal world don't have that. body, soul, and the spirit. We do. It helps us know and acknowledge God. Animals don't have that ability. Amen? Praise God. We know that there's a great Creator. We know that there's a God of heaven. God puts that in us so that we can be fruitful. He said a receiving blessings come to a home, praise God, and makes it a fruitful garden. And it spreads out. Amen. He says it starts locally in the beginning. Starts in the local community. It starts in your house and my house. Amen. Hey, there's an old preacher, an old missionary from Australia. When I was in Bible college, he'd come in. You'd say, you get to Bible college, wouldn't think it, would you? Amen. He said, he'd come in there one day and he was talking about being a missionary, being a missionary in Australia. Been there for 20-some years in a mission field in Australia. And there was some of them boys in there was thinking going about into the mission field. He said, listen, you fellas that's thinking about going into the mission field. He pointed all over the room. He said, if you're thinking about going into the mission field and you haven't knocked on every door in your community, every door in your city, he said, don't come down there and mess with us. Amen. He said, we don't need you if you ain't witnessed in your community. He said, if you ain't been a witness where you live. He said, God can't use you in Australia. Amen. Boy, I thought, glory to God, he's right. Amen. It starts at our house. Starts in the city. Starts locally. And then it spreads nationally. Amen. The Lord said it started when Zion said, and it was good to Jerusalem all the days of our life. He said it starts in a little place and it just gets bigger and bigger and it spreads out. You know why we're not seeing souls saved today? Because we're not spreading the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ like we used to. And used to, old saints of God, they love God, they love God's house, and they love the Word of God. Amen. That's why they was Holy Ghost revivals. That would go 2 and 3, and sometimes 2 or 3 months. People getting in, getting filled with the Word, filled up, praise God, to running over, and they'd go run over everywhere they went. Amen. Praise the Lord, they'd run over all over the country. That starts in the city, it goes to the nation. But the Bible says then it goes from generation to generation. Amen. It won't stop with me. It won't stop with you. Amen. Brother Billy, it won't stop with your generation. But praise God, he said, if you'll keep just blessing God for the blessings he gives us, praise God, it'll go from generation to generation. He said, it'll just keep on going. Amen. Amen. What are you saying, Pastor Jeff? I'm talking about receiving the blessings of God. We ought to be looking to pass out, praise God, what God's got, so others can be blessed, so that they can share them too. Amen. We realize what God's got, the help that he has to give us. Amen. And the blessing of God. He said, well, you said, preacher, why do we need that? Because so that they can have peace in this world. You know, there's not a whole lot of stuff that brings peace anymore. There's war and rumors of war and violence and turmoil everywhere you look. But God says, listen, if you receive the blessing of God and be thankful for it, he said, peace. He said, there'll be peace upon Israel. There'll be a peace upon a nation who gives God glory for his blessings. The blessings of God, they bring peace, not only to us, but to those around us, to everybody. That's right. It brings peace to everybody. Amen. You know what we need in our house, our homes, our life, our churches today? The peace of God. The peace of God that passes understanding. Amen. So we can just receive the blessings of God. Thank God for what he's given us, what he's allowed us to have, what he's allowed us to participate in. I know a whole lot of that is water under the bridge already. Amen. The blessings that we've had in our life that God's given us. But praise God, there's better things ahead. Amen. For those that love the Lord, who receive the blessings from the blesser, praise God. Because he said those things he does for us, he said the things that we don't get here, he said they're kept for us in glory. Amen. Laid up. Kept. Bible says they're guarded by God. Amen. What 1 Peter said, chapter 1. He said they're guarded by God. Praise God. What? You say, what are you saying, Pastor? Yeah, I said, just receiving the blessing of God. It's one of the greatest things ever was. No wonder they sung as they went up to worship. Glory be to God. Thank you for your blessings. Amen. Thank you for being there for us. Thank you for touching us again. Thank you for allowing us to kick out of the bed this morning and march up this hill one more time. Amen. Ain't you glad? Praise God. God got you up again this morning. Amen. Don't take that for granted, folks. We ought to be thankful for every day God's give us. We ought to be thankful for every time we can sit down to table with our family. Amen. Every time that we can communicate with our loved ones. These folks right over at the nursing home right now that go over there and they check on, they see loved ones every day and they don't even know who they are. They've lost all form of communication. They're here, but are they really? Amen. I guarantee you, now listen to me and I'm done. I guarantee you that every one of those people would treasure, would give everything they had for just a couple more days. They could sit down with that loved one, communicate with them, person to person. Amen. Praise God. We ought to take it for granted. We ought to thank God, bless His name every day for the blessings that we've received. Amen. God's been so good to us people. He's been so good to us youngins. Children, He's been so good to us. And He's good to us every day. While I think of it, I look around and I see these little old youngins here at the house of the Lord, and I just see God just a blessing them. They're amazing. Little kids are amazing because they're coloring, they're doing this. You don't think they're paying a bit of attention in the world. But you get them in the car and you start home with them and they start telling you what Pastor Jeff preached. Amen. Almost verbatim. You'd think they had little notes. Amen. And you get down the road and they start talking about Miss Allison's Sunday school class or Miss Teresa's Sunday school class and start telling about what they did and what they learned, about what God's Word said. And boy, these just, glory to God. Amen. You know what that is? That's just blessings. That's just God just pouring out. And He said, what we need to do? They said, glory to God. Lord, thank You that we can just receive blessings from the Blesser. Amen. He's good to us. He helps us. And we ought to just praise Him every day for the blessings that He gives us. Amen. Yeah.